right, welcome back in. It's hour number two already, man. We're almost halfway there.
Week's almost done. Flew by again.
It did. During break here on 105.1 The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's what we like to call the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. A lot to unpack here. I don't know if we'll get to the Diana Rossini audio in this hour or the next, but there's...
It won't stop, man. It won't stop.
You sound saddened by it, and I'm going to tell you, after this piece of audio, I'm just going to need to keep coming.
Yeah, you want more audio? More files?
We had the video of them in the boat.
Who was filming them on a boat?
That was an old TikTok or Instagram that clearly they didn't know that was Rossini.
I had no clue, right? No. They're just trying to film Vrabel, not
realizing?
Because
it just says Vrabel in the cut.
Like, just a slow drip of evidence constantly coming out, and it will not stop.
I'm going to need a DNA test if I'm that husband. I'll tell you that much right now.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that at some point today. We have the debut of the regular season of our Portland Fire.
That's right, this weekend.
Yeah.
Tonight, first game, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, first game.
Yeah.
Ashanti's in town.
Yes.
You think Ashanti's listening right now?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not a chance.
Just
no.
Checking.
I don't think she's in Oregon.
She could be. You never know.
I
get in day before, see the sights and the sounds.
I think she's going to fly in at 3 p.m. tomorrow, be escorted to the arena, do the show, and leave and be on a bird by
that quick
8
of a
o'clock.
Turnaround, huh?
I think it's a quick
turnaround.
Is
she flying private?
She's on a tour, yes.
You think so?
But I bet you it's one of those private jets where you split the cost with some random.
Okay.
So it's like $10,000 a flight.
I mean, yeah.
Not the full
PJ money. That's a different
PJ.
Level of money, man. That's
I know,
a different
but you can
status.
Fly private when you split with people.
That
like,
is true.
Be seven people on one private jet.
That is true.
And they're splitting 20 G's or whatever it is.
You're not wrong there.
So
you're
you
not
can
wrong.
Have some money, but also do it in a cost-effective way.
Well, if you see her at PDX tonight, just tell her what's up. We're excited to have her in town. But she's flying in, landing. Ashanti, I love you.
We'll be sure to tell her what's up.
Tell her what's up.
And he says, what's up?
Hey, Dirt says, what's up? Listen to the show.
Also, where's Ja Rule?
Yeah, is Ja Rule here?
No, he's unfortunately not going to be here.
Damn it.
You can join us June 23rd as Toyota presents the Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms Golf Club. Foursomes on sale now at 1051thefan.com. You'll see the Fan Golf Classic logo. We'll all be eating Matt's Barbecue out on June 23rd. It'll be delightful and delicious. And hanging out on the Angels Envy Bourbon Par 3 sixth hole. The Fan Golf Classic presented by Toyota is also brought to you by Vulcan Design and Construction, Henderson & Daughter Windows and Doors, George McCoy, Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, Battery Exchange, Maestro Dobel Tequila, your neighborhood restaurant group, Philbrook Law, 1-800-DIVORCE, Rota Rooter, Illegal, Mezcal, and Window Nation. Got some NFL stuff on the show sheet. In the second hour. I want to ask this question because we'll get to it at 7:45-ish. What is the most embarrassing injury you've suffered at home while with your family? 503-864-6326. We'll discuss that. But I want to start the second hour. Did you see the news up north that gaining steam, gaining traction? It sounds like Samantha Holloway. Come on down, your new Seattle Supersonics owner.
Who is Samantha Holloway?
She is currently the owner of the Seattle Kraken.
Okay.
She's one of. They
one
have
of, yeah. They
get
the whole group, yeah.
But she has been, she's taken basically all of the steps.
Wait. Hold on.
Me?
Are you? How is she going to buy the team when Dundon's moving them to Seattle?
I'll get to that.
Okay, just checking.
But she is right now what they're describing in the Seattle media as the leader in the clubhouse. She obviously has, I know the Kraken haven't been as good, but like they started out pretty good. They had that little playoff appearance.
I mean, I think it's not right. It's not all on her. They've been fine. They didn't make the playoffs this year. It's disappointing. They found out they're seventh in the lottery. There's a handful of groups up there. This is why the whole thing about Portland moving has always been hilarious to laugh at. Like there's competing billionaires up there who are positioning themselves to have a chance at acquiring the expansion franchise and bringing the Seattle Sonics back. Where they belong and where they've always should have been. And so I'm not surprised to hear that one has maybe started to pull in front of the rest of the pack, but I know there's been a handful of groups that have been trying to go out for this for a while.
She is the Kraken majority owner, and okay. She retained investment banks J.P. Morgan, Chase & Company, and another firm to basically work with advisors on how to move forward with the bid.
There you go.
And many believe if she can get to the money and create a good enough group that she's probably going to win it. I mean, the NBA would love to have a female owner.
Yes, they would.
And also, she's already a sports owner in the city.
It she already understands fits. It. Yep, it's perfect.
She, you know, she's her team's in that arena now. So
you got to come up with that expansion fee money that that'll get doled out to the rest of the NBA.
Everybody's, it sounds like it's going to be in the $8 billion range, is my guess.
In total purchase.
In total purchase. Yeah. But if it's higher than that, we'll pass that along. It just sounds like Samantha Holloway is currently the leader in the clubhouse up north in Seattle, to which brings me to my point. Bob Witsit, Trader Bob.
Trader
known
Bob.
In the streets.
Yeah, just saw him in the Jailblazer documentary.
Yes, we did, defending Ruben Patterson. It was very
He never got a dribble off the floor.
Name me one player we should have brought in instead of Ruben. Dude, it's 20 years later. You could just say, yeah, made a mistake, miscalculated, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was stupid.
But he didn't do that. No. He was on with Dave Softy Muller. And Softy had a guest about a week or two ago that said out loud, 30% chance the Blazers are moving to Seattle. And Dave Softy Muller had Bob Witsit on yesterday, and Bob Witsit basically was like, no chance.
No chance. Not happening.
To which it's funny, you see Seattle sports fans responding to Softy of like, can you shut up about this now? Nobody wants that team anyway.
No, they don't want them up there.
We don't want to do that to those people.
No.
We don't. We want our own new thing. We want to be the Seattle Supersonics.
Yes.
Like, can we move on from this now? And so I don't know where it is with Samantha Holloway in terms of a football field. Is she on the 20, the 10,
ooh,
the
five,
40, the 50?
Yeah. Is it first and goal?
Is she in the red zone? I don't know.
Right.
But it sounds like Samantha Holloway and Tom Dundon is not taking the team to Seattle.
What? No.
Controversy to all the hot takes out there.
No, he's going to move him to Raleigh, though, probably. Right? I mean, you might as well. The NBA doesn't care about balancing out the Western and Eastern Conference and having more teams concentrated in this part of the country. They'll probably move him to, like, Hartford, Connecticut. Connecticut or something. Like, they're leaving for sure, right? That's how this is going to play out. It's always been a really dumb thing. It was never that realistic of a possibility. Now that the state has passed the funding and they will use their weight of the state, if you will, to put pressure on the county and the city to do exactly the same thing, eventually those will pass as well and we'll get our funding and they're not going anywhere. It was never a realistic threat. Incredibly frustrating that people want to peddle in those kind of conspiracy theories in order to get clicks and attention. But I've laughed at it the entire time, especially the funny part about anybody in Seattle doing these interviews and, like, giving credence to this is why would anybody up there, one, want this to happen? Because you have the reputation of Tom Dundon is what?
He's cheap.
He's cheap. So you have all of these billionaires
up there. If he's cheap in
there.
Portland, how much cheaper is he going to be in Seattle?
Exactly. Also, what is the relocation fee in the NBA? How much is he going to have to pay to do that? So let's just try and put two and two together here. Also, there's been, and anybody who's followed the story up there, there's been multiple competing groups for months aligning themselves in a position to try and get the rights to buy and bring the expansion team to Seattle. And so if there was a vacancy in that market where there was nobody rich who wanted to do this, maybe you could go down that rabbit hole. It was never going to happen. It won't happen. They're not going anywhere. And good for her. That would be really cool to have a female owner in the NBA. And I think it's really cool when you have ownerships in a city where they own multiple teams, because it clearly tells that they care about the community and they're invested in it.
So on the front that you brought up there, old Tommy D.
Oh, cheapo Tommy.
Tommy Two Nickels is back in the news.
Uh-oh, what did he do now?
Well,
what's the new cheap angle on Tom
Dundon? He lowballed Tiago.
Okay, we've been aware of that for a while.
No, but this is a follow-up.
Oh, it's a new lowball.
He lowballed him, and it doesn't appear.
Uh-oh.
Local and national people all saying,
uh-oh,
Tiago not going to get the job.
I don't know how we're going to recover.
Now, we'll say this.
Yep.
If Tiago Splitter gets the job, a lot of local people need to get together and talk to each other about who are we trusting here with our information, because that's going to be a universal and the whiff.
Swing and a miss.
It doesn't appear Tiago's going to be the guy,
no.
And I'm not calling out my media brethren.
No.
I support them.
National Voices would
I'm a
do
subscriber.
The same thing. Yeah.
I'm just highlighting, if he does randomly in like 2 weeks, they're like, Tiago Splitter actually has got the job.
We interviewed 30 people, and we came back to him because we felt like he was the best candidate.
I'm probably going to tell said media members, you need to reevaluate your information sources, because, man, I was told like universally yesterday, this ain't happening.
It's almost like reporting
Tiago's not getting the job.
It's almost like reporting the Pac-12 TV deal's done and nobody's going anywhere.
That can happen too. But if it's not Tiago,
yeah,
the report is Steve Wetzel. I don't know if he's related to Dan.
Is it Wetzel or Hetzel?
Hetzel.
Hetzel.
You're right. He's not related to Dan.
I'm familiar with Hetzel's game. He raised a banner in Portland.
Yes, he did.
Well, not technically Portland, Vegas, but he's raised a banner for us.
Yeah.
How could we forget?
Summer League legend.
Our Summer League champion, Steve Hetzel, head coach.
Steve Hetzel, who was here in the organization at one point.
Yeah, it's a good, powerful first name. I like that. Steve.
Jared Dudley.
What are we doing?
What do you mean?
I just hated him.
He's been an assistant for years.
I know he has. It's just funny to think of, like, it's like when you're trying to, like, we're going through this now, I'm trying to name our second kid, and every name that comes up, you go to a place of like, oh, I knew a kid in high school. That guy was a douchebag. We're not using that name?
Yeah.
I hated Jared Dudley as a player.
Side.
Could not. Did anybody like Jared Dudley as a player? Outside of Boston College fans? Did anybody like Jared Dudley? Like, Jared Dudley was the kind of guy, even if he was on your team, you probably disliked him.
Really?
I think so.
So, fun story on Jared Dudley real quick.
Yeah.
I used to go to the employee store, the Nike one, a lot more. Now I rarely go. And when I went back in the day, like, it was a certainty that one out of three times you went to the Nike employee store, you'd see somebody, right? A former Blazer.
Somebody walking, yeah.
A current one, Steve Sarkisian, Sam Bradford, like all these random people in sports, right? Visiting the Nike campus, just shopping. The only person to this day that I saw at the Nike employee store that not a single person came up to them for any, like, hey, autograph, photo, Jared Dudley. He's the only one to this day that I've ever seen at the Nike employee store, and he just stood against the wall scrolling his phone. Not a single person, not one, walked by and said, Jared Dudley,
is that you?
People were just, because he was standing by the wall by the exit.
Yeah.
And I just saw him from a distance. I'm like, that's Jared Dudley.
Yeah.
Not one person walked past him and cared. Not
one. It would be
one.
Really funny if he got the job, because I'd love to interview him and be like, what was it about you? Was it your face? Like, why did we all hate you so much? Was it just his face?
Would you really ask the question?
I think he'd have a lot of fun with that.
You think so?
He had
to have been hated when he was a player.
People knew that people hated him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even remember antics about him. I don't remember. He wasn't a Dylan Brooks type. I don't remember him being.
No, but he was kind of annoying. You know what I call him? He was Joakim Noah Light.
Joakim Noah Light.
Does that make sense?
I get it.
He had he didn't have antics, but he kind of was like annoying in some way.
Yeah, I think it also, his face did not help. He had a very punchable face.
Well, you don't need to describe it as punchable. Just say unlikable. Why are we punching people in the face?
I'm not punching anybody in the face. I've never punched anybody in the face.
Some people say we have punchable faces.
You know a punchable face when you see one.
Yeah.
Now, Patrick Reed, punchable face. Many people say I look like him, so if you want to tell me that, that's fine. He could tell me I have a punchable face, but that was part of it.
You know, my mom the other day told me, the leader in the clubhouse, of my first name, because I was like, what would you have named you if it wasn't Brandon? Like, how did you even get to Brandon in 1986? And she goes, I almost named you Kyle or Caleb.
You could have been a Kyle.
Could have been a Caleb.
Caleb?
Caleb.
I'm not opposed to you being a Caleb.
I don't think I look like
you. Don't look like a Caleb. You could pull off a Kyle.
Kyle, I kind of get.
Kyle. You could pull off a Kyle.
Who can't be a Kyle?
Anybody could be a Kyle.
Brandon over there could be a Kyle. Yeah. You could be a Kyle. Kyle's just kind of a every person name.
It's an every man name.
You would have never met a Kyle and go, you're not a Kyle.
You don't look like a Kyle.
You know what I mean? You can meet people with names and go, that's not. You shouldn't be that name.
Yeah, that doesn't fit.
That shouldn't be your name.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Northwest? What? Blue Ivy?
Huh? What are we talking about here?
You can come up with names where you're like, that's not your name.
This is really stupid. That's a
Kyle
dumb name.
Kyle is just, I've never met a Kyle. I'm like, you're not a Kyle.
You just got to give up. Yeah, we'll name Kyle.
Sorry, I got a side note there. Anyways, back to the, let's focus.
Our cheap owner who is
our
now.
Our cheap owner.
Are we shortchanging Tiago Splitter again? I love how we're reacting to the same story that came out a month ago and being outraged again.
I had somebody in the media I hadn't texted with about this for a while, and they reached out, and I was texting with them back and forth, and I go, I know it's not a popular take to say, and I get it. A lot of this stuff on the surface is making Blazer fans get in their feels a little bit.
Yeah.
I go, can we just collectively, and on our end, can we just breathe? Can we allow a calendar year? This guy has barely owned the franchise, and we're just every time
there's a whiff of a report.
And we don't even have we don't have actual, like, things to point to
that have impacted the
franchise.
No.
We haven't hired a coach. We haven't seen if that coach is good. We don't know what the roster next year is going to be.
No.
The only things we point to are ancillary second and third hand information stuff, which is fine to point out, but it just continues to be over and over and over. And like, not that it hasn't been brought up before, Did Oklahoma City hire Mark Daigneault because he was the most expensive coach on the market?
No.
Okay.
So they fired a coach who was pretty well respected and hired their G League coach.
Their G League coach.
Yeah.
If we do that.
It's kind of a cheap move there, Bob. I don't know if that's going to work out.
It is a cheap move. Guess what? It worked out. They won the title. Now
his coaching isn't that important.
Regarded as one of the best coaches in the sport.
What's your roster look like?
And so, like, my whole thing is I just told this person, I'm like, I understand that it's not a great look.
Yeah.
Can we just let it breathe? And so I actually did. I reached out to Jake Fisher yesterday because he's the one that wrote this on the Stein line. And I said, hey, we've had you on the show before.
Yeah.
I'd love to get you on at 7 a.m. tomorrow or 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, whatever works for your schedule. You know, left it super open-ended. And you know what he told me? He told me he couldn't. And he said, I'm a subscribe-only model writer. And I said, oh, okay. So he's basically like, I'd have to get paid for the hit.
Yeah, I'm not giving out information unless you're paying me.
I said, totally respect it. Everybody's got to do what they got to do. And I said, just out of curiosity, how much would it cost for like a 10 to 15 minute hit? $200.
That's a good rate right there if you're Jake Fisher.
I told somebody else in the media this, yeah, and they went, really? And I go, I'm going to tell you 100% confidently right now, there's not a single radio station in America
for one
that is paying for a $10 to $15 hit. And it's $200. Not
I'm
one,
jokingly
not WFAN,
ask, no,
not EEI,
no,
not any major market, not Chicago,
no,
not one place is paying one person $200.
We'll just read the information
for a 15-minute hit
and share it on our own.
Well, that's the thing that I feel bad about is people are just taking his info that's behind a paywall and they're basically just exposing all of the key information.
Yeah, look, it's not ideal. The Dundon stuff just will not die down, and every time the dust gets kicked up, I chuckle a little bit, mainly because yesterday it felt like we were re-reacting to the same stuff we were reacting to weeks ago. None of the information was new outside of
the couple new names.
Yeah. Hetzel and Jared Dudley being guys who were being seriously considered for the next head coaching job. That was the only bit of new news that came out that we were not aware of. We knew that coaches had said no to them and they didn't want to talk because they had an acting head coach, that certain guys wouldn't answer their phone calls. We knew that they low-balled Tiago Splitter. We knew what the perception of that was around the NBA. None of it was new information. And so the thing that I keep going back to that does make me chuckle on the Tiago Splitter front of, mm-hmm, like, it's offensive to conduct a coaching search while you have a guy who is in charge, and some people refuse to pick up the phone because of that fact. Do you realize we still have a head coach who has not been fired yet?
Well, he's on administrative leave. Is he gonna plead
again,
guilty?
I just, all of it is hilarious to me of like, how could you treat Tiago this way when Chauncey Billups is still literally the head coach of the Blazers? Are we all aware of that?
Is he on their website?
He has not been fired yet.
I know, but
now that's an NBA thing and they won't comment on it. Now they're waiting for the legal process. Like, so what if, are we allowed to hire a coach before we fire him?
Well,
do we have to wait for the NBA to give us the clearance to fire him until we can hire a new head coach? That is just a layer of this story that makes me chuckle every time I think about it, of like, how offensive is it to Tiago? Is it offensive to Chauncey Billups that we're interviewing Tiago Splitter for the job when he's not the actual head coach? Chauncey Billups still technically is.
I don't think that's
the same
thing.
It just sums up how ridiculous the entire situation is.
I know, but look, this will rear its ugly head. If we're not good next year and we have the million-dollar lowest-paid coach in the entire league.
Oh, of course, that will be the reason. It won't be because all the tanking teams went from non-tanking to competitive next year, and the schedule got more challenging.
Look, all I'm merely pointing out is this will rear its ugly head. If we end up hiring a guy for like $1 million, mm-hmm, and then they come out and they don't play well, guess what the narrative's going to be?
Oh, we'll blame the coach. That's what we always do.
Well, we'll blame the owner.
Sure. Owner. It's his fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what people say is you paid a nobody no money and look at them. They're worse.
Yeah.
That's what we're going
to
say.
I'll also say the irony of all that is some people want Tiago Splitter to be named the full-time head coach who was paid below $1 million this year and acting head coach after one game of the regular season. So you can kind of ham and egg this thing pretty well with the cheap guy leading the charge. Can you not?
Did he not get a raise?
I'm assuming he didn't because he's not the head coach.
So they just gave him like way more responsibility.
Chauncey Billups is still the head coach.
I know, but
why would we give him a raise?
Well, why would the Allens not raise his salary if they upped his responsibility and duties?
I don't know. I work in an industry.
Which, by the way, is that not a fair thing to counter and bring up? Like, wait, so did the Allens raise his salary? Because if they did, and are they cheap? All of this has just become ridiculous. I just wanted to pass along the names, but really just kind of.
Hetzel's a guy that's got a lot of respect around the NBA. That's fine. Jared Dudley, I know he's an assistant coach. He has been for a while.
Former player. I know nothing. Same thing as Splitter. We don't know much about him.
No. So roster matters.
Roster's the
what's your roster look like next
year?
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it. Let's get into the National Football League, an announcement yesterday. Let's talk about something that we probably don't like, or are we used to it? Next on The Fan. We've got Russini audio that's resurfaced. Got a weekend of events happening. NBA playoffs will roll on. But it came out yesterday that Ram 49er game in Australia.
Australia, mate.
It's going to be aired on Netflix.
Let's go Netflix. How much are they going to charge us next year? It's going up another $8 a month.
You know what I noticed? I was going to put this in the Magic Hat, but I thought when I saw the Netflix story, I was like, oh, this could be good for tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I have cut down how much we pay for some of the streams, mm-hmm. and unfortunately for my kids, we have the commercials.
Yeah.
We've done the advertising.
Doesn't every place have commercials now?
Like, no, whether you pay for a certain amount, there's a certain tier. Yeah.
God, what are we doing?
Right. So, and it's not like it makes or breaks my bank between that and not paying. But
it's a principle thing.
Yeah. It's like, dude, you guys are upcharging me. I'm not going to do it. What I've noticed is you have to always have your controller with you on Disney Plus now if you're watching like a show. So mm-hmm. like we watch Modern Family.
Yeah.
Because when you do the pay for commercials thing, they basically cut the end of the show off unless you hit the button every time. So they can air more commercials.
They need more. You got to get your money.
And
right
it's like
there.
The last 2 minutes of the episode, it'll be like starting and then it'll just cut out.
I mean, Disney's really struggling financially right now. Nobody's going to their parks. You know, they don't have any cruise lines. It's been a rough go for them business wise.
It's super expensive to go to their parks.
Yes,
it's ridiculous.
It they're making money hand over fist, which is why all of this is incredibly dumb. The one that hurts me the most. A lot of them you expect it out of. The one that hurts me the most is when you pop on an HBO show and they throw a commercial in there. Like, wait a minute. You were the leader in this genre. You were the leader in the pay for subscribe. You get the channels and you get to watch. If you watch something on HBO Max, I don't even know what they're calling their stupid thing.
Well, they went
now.
Back to HBO Max.
It's Max, HBO Max, not Max, HBO, like whatever, dude. It's all the same thing. Who the hell is in charge of this company? They now will show ads through some shows. And it makes my blood boil.
Okay, so
Amazon, like that greedy bastard Bezos, doesn't surprise me.
Right.
Netflix has been upcharging every other month. You get an email. It's like, by the way, it's an extra $6.99 a month now. Cool, that's great.
Right.
You can only have four screens watching at any time. Like, my mom steals my Netflix. It's like, hey, I'll pay for one of these things.
Dude, ours is too.
Every time she's like, you got to send me a code. Like, every other week, it's like, I need a new code to log back in order to watch. So, not shocking. HBO? HBO? Come on, man.
Well, okay, so I'm watching Rooster on HBO with a Steve Carell show. I don't think there's commercials in that.
I don't think it's for everything. It's for specific and some things.
There's
but I know
shows
that some
that
things
commercials?
Have commercials on HBO.
Boy, that's annoying.
It's all of it's dumb.
Which streamer?
The whole point is you're paying for it, so you don't have to go through commercials.
Which streamer are you the most happy with what you're paying for?
Ooh, good question.
So I'm going to power rank mine.
Good question.
So based on what I'm getting for what I'm paying for.
Yes.
I'm going to go Apple TV.
Apple TV's number one.
Because it's the cheapest.
Yes.
HBO 2. And then I have to go Disney Plus because of the variety of genre. They have National Geographic.
It's
they've
a
got
deep
the Hulu
book.
Shows. Yeah, they've got the kids shows. They got the Star Wars.
Like solid catalog.
I have to go with what's the most vast. Netflix isn't like... I know Netflix is probably number one for most people. It's the Netflix and chill thing, right? It's the NFL now. But Netflix, for me, I find myself far too overwhelmed with the selection choices that I spend 15 minutes deciding what to watch, and I ultimately just go back to YouTube TV and see what's on my television. And I see shows that people recommend, and I'm like, I'm not going to start a new show
now. I don't want to start it right now. I'll get to it later.
No.
I've seen that movie
before. Oh, they still haven't found that woman from 1982. No, I'm not interested in finding out. You know, no disrespect to that family, but.
I think your rankings are accurate.
And Prime is last.
And Prime is dead last.
Prime is last. Unless I'm watching live sports, but that's like I'm a have to thing.
And that's even driving me nuts. Like, even last night, I'm like, hey, let's go. I'm really excited to watch the Carolina Philly game. It was a great game until Carolina blew it open in the third period. By the way, still undefeated in the playoffs. Bad owner.
Is him winning a cup good or bad for our team? I'd argue it's bad.
It's probably bad.
Because he was just cheap in hockey. He won a title. You think he's going to come to the NBA? Like, well, I'm going to spend a lot of money now.
I just, what are we doing?
That's that should be our poll question.
There's
of the
your
day.
Poll question
if
of the day.
Tom Dundon's Carolina 7-0.
They have not lost in the postseason. They're a win away from the conference finals.
If they win the Stanley Cup,
is it good or bad?
Is it good or bad for the Blazers in terms of how he spends his money? That'll be our neighborhood okay. restaurant group poll question of the
we'll
day.
Put that one up. It drives me nuts though because I can't dual screen. Like now I need another TV in order. I'm more interested in the hockey, but we're going to talk more about the NBA on the show. I don't want to watch Pistons and Cavs. Pistons and Cavs fans don't even want to watch that series. And then I get OKC flopping later, and these games are on Amazon Prime, and I need to have two screens to watch it. Just get out of here with that nonsense.
Yeah.
Apple TV is definitely number one. I haven't seen many of their shows, but I feel like they all get rave reviews. Every time I watch one of their shows, I do enjoy it.
Yeah.
And the price is solid. Like, it's like you don't even think about it when you pay for Apple TV every month.
I think of the streamers, it's maybe the least watched one.
Probably.
From a subscription standpoint.
The irony of it is all their shows are reportedly really great, yeah. And it's the cheapest. Netflix is the one that I use the most that I hate the most.
Yeah, that's why I ranked them where yeah. I ranked them.
It's just, it's too expensive, but you're not going to not
you got to have Netflix, right?
You got to have Netflix.
It feels weird to not have Netflix.
It feels very weird.
But I'm also jealous of people who canceled it.
It's the first one I go to. Every time when I'm sitting around on a Friday or Saturday night, and you're like, let's find something to watch, Netflix is always the first one that I open. Every time.
Oh, really?
I know. And I'm not happy about that. Maybe I need to change my habits.
Yeah.
And I usually end up doing the same thing that you do. You scroll for 15 to 20 minutes and you're like, all right. Then you end up putting them on a movie that you've already seen.
It's, and maybe this is my age. Maybe this is a form of ADHD I didn't know I had. Like, it's so overwhelming that I sometimes go in not knowing the genre I want to watch, but they don't really like, I don't know how to explain this. It's like, terrifying movie, comedy you've never heard of, family section, weird documentaries,
yeah,
old television shows like Lost. I don't know. It's something about the way it's set up. It doesn't jive with.
It doesn't flow when you're scrolling.
With my brain. Like, I'm always like, wait, yeah. What John? Well, what am I doing?
Then you're just jumping around to like the scariest. This guy murders entire family to like meet the parents. Like, wait, what? Those are two things on very opposite ends of the spectrum here.
Well, that being said, the NFL game's going to be on Netflix. The Niners,
Yay.
Rams in Australia.
Yay! Yeah. This is great.
You excited?
No, this is all dumb.
Do you have the broadcast details? Like, who's calling the game?
They hired some big namers last time around. I want to say it was an Eagle and a J.J. Watt, if I remember correctly, calling one of the Christmas games. Now, they had two. No, did they just have one Christmas game or two? I can't remember.
They had one.
Just one. Yeah. I don't know if they've ever had other broadcast people or if they were permanent hires or those were just random one-off hires.
NBC is expected to produce the broadcast.
Okay, that's how I remember it going last time.
Yeah.
I mean, Netflix is fine. The streaming quality is good. I pay for it, so whatever. I just, some of this, like, the wars of who's bidding for and buying games, YouTube TV, or YouTube, I guess, not YouTube TV,
mm-hmm.
was kind of caught off guard and they didn't come with a good bid. Some of this stuff that they're bidding on right now, they're trying to get a bigger pile because ESPN's not going to do the double dip Monday Night Football games anymore. So I haven't read enough on it to know if that means that we're going to have a game on ESPN and a game on Netflix or a game on ESPN and a game on YouTube, which would kind of drive me nuts in that regard because, again, put them on channels so I can watch them simultaneously. We don't have that technology yet to have Netflix open on one box and then YouTube TV or Comcast or whatever open on the other one. At least I don't have the capability. But that's where a lot of this is coming from. I think ESPN's selling off some of their games. One of the ones early in the season last year, remember, was the Brazil game. Like, they've been doing these kind of – YouTube's done the broadcast of those kind of games early on, and now Netflix is buying the Australia game.
I'm used to it, but it's still really odd to me that you have sports specifically on only streamers.
It's going to be a battle that the NFL is probably going to win, but this is going to be a battle in front of Congress. Like, this is now a topic of...
Well, I think that's ridiculous.
I do, too. I agree with the sentiment.
They offer so many... Of all the leagues, they have multiple games on all standard cable channels.
CBS and Fox every single week.
ABC now, too.
And ABC and NBC on Sunday Night Football.
And NBC.
So you can have an antenna and watch... The game of the week, another big game, the Sunday night game, the Monday night game. Not every Monday night game is on ABC, though, is it?
I think they've simulcasted every one.
I can't remember how they do it.
My theory on that isn't so much them going after the antitrust. Thank you. It's government, especially this government, basically pissed off because they've spoken out about it. They hate the Rooney Rule.
Yes.
And so, like, they've threatened the NFL, and they're like, in the state of Florida, it'll be illegal. And the NFL is basically like, no, it's our rule. That's what we're going to do. And so I think I viewed that attack on their antitrust as more a
threat and another way to get rid of something else.
Get rid of your Rooney Rule, or we're coming after the way you're broadcasting your games, to which I've always, like, as an NFL fan,
right,
I've loved that they're on standard cable television. They do dabble in this, where you have Prime on Thursdays.
Thursday nights, you have to have Prime if you want to watch more than one or two games every week, because you don't get to choose which game is on Fox or CBS. You need the Red Zone, or you need Sunday Ticket. So you got to find a way around that. But yeah, I mean, the beautiful thing about the YouTube games, now this one is not that, it's going to be a Netflix game. The YouTube games are free for everybody. That was the one thing I liked about it last year. The Chargers and Chiefs game, the Brazil game, just on YouTube. And I want to say, did they do the Eagles and Packers game from Brazil the year before? I can't remember who had that one. But the idea of putting games on YouTube is really cool, because everybody has access to it. As long as you got a phone or a computer, you can go watch.
The Chiefs Chargers game was YouTube.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I couldn't remember, because they did the Brazil game the year before. That was Love and the Packers were playing Hurts and the Eagles. And I can't remember if that was a YouTube game.
YouTube only?
Yeah.
That one,
I believe it was Peacock.
Might have been a Peacock game. Good pull. Good pull. That's the other streamer that everybody forgets about.
What, Peacock?
Yeah. When was the last time you opened Peacock for a non-sporting event?
I've opened Peacock because I wouldn't check the calendar and see what the game is on. So I've opened it for NBA stuff.
That's what I'm saying. When was the last time you opened it for not for a purpose of watching a sporting event? Because I have Peacock.
I don't. They have this Elizabeth Banks show where she's a miniature person.
Okay.
And it looks funny, but, like, I'm not going to it.
Yeah,
I
my kid watches Jurassic World Lego. That's probably the only reason we even...
Kids Reason Show? Yeah.
Peacock's a channel I forget I pay for.
Every month.
Apple, I know, and I appreciate. HBO, yep. Netflix, yep. Disney Plus, yep. YouTube TV, obviously. Peacock, oh, that's right. I do have Peacock.
The reason I have Peacock is for one random Oregon Duck football game every year, which they are certain to play. Not really, unless the Blazers are on there. I'm not usually going there. And the Open Championship. It's on in the middle of the night, and I want to watch it, and they usually put it on Peacock.
I'm used to the streaming, but I still kind of roll my eyes when I see it. Niners-Rams on Netflix only.
Yeah, not a surprise.
Let's get to one more here in the second hour, and then we have a lot to get to in the third hour. Dirt and Sprague, we're back with more on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan. A lot more to get into in the third and fourth hour of the show. If you missed it earlier, in the final hour of the radio program, it is our digital media lord, Jake Sutchman's last day here at Odyssey Portland.
Jake's takes coming in hot.
He's moving to a French media company, but he's not moving from Portland.
And he's going to stay here.
Yeah.
We'll bump into him from time to time. I'll see him down at Duck Games. He'll be walking around. What's up, Jake?
Well, before he leaves, we're going to have him on for his top five hottest sports, Jake's takes.
I got to take him out for a beer after the show, too. I got to get an early beer today. I owe him a beer. He's a Yankee guy. He's from New York.
Why do you owe him a beer?
We did a bet on the opening series of the season, which was foreshadowing for how brutal my baseball season was going to go.
And you're getting a beer at 10 a.m. with such man?
It's his last day at work. I told him yesterday, I was like, are you still doing stuff? He's like, yeah. I said, really? You're leaving? Tomorrow's your last day. What are you going to do, fire you? You're leaving tomorrow. It's your last day. You're not going to get in trouble, buddy. Walk around.
We're paying him for his services.
Walk around the Pearl, smoke a joint, come in, have a long lunch. You'll be all right.
I tell you right now, if it was my last day, I'd come in high as a kite.
Right. What are they going to do? You're going to get in trouble?
You're going to fire me?
So, yeah.
He got the job.
He's technically on the clock today, but I'm taking him out for a beer after the show.
We may have to ask him to rank the employees, his coworkers.
Oh, it's a good one.
Liked and didn't like.
Yeah.
At the Fan.
I think I'm high on that list. I think Jake likes me.
I think you're super high on the list, and I think I am the one he hates the most.
Yeah, well, you can be a little, spraggy.
What do you mean?
You got a spragness to you. It doesn't gel with everybody. Not everybody's down with the spragness.
We talked movies.
I did
upset him yesterday, though, because I left. Brandon, were you still here when I told him Tom Cruise is the biggest movie star of our lifetime? And he goes, Leo. And I was like, get out of here. Leo.
I mean,
Leo's great.
There's no wrong answer there.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
It's Tom Cruise is the biggest movie star. It's one thing to say actor. It's another to say movie star.
Okay.
Tom Cruise, number one.
Has he grossed more in the box office?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. How much more?
Well, I don't know how much more, but he's number one.
I'm just pulling numbers out of our ass now.
Well, I jumped on our yellow couch. This is what started. I jumped on the yellow couch. I said, Jake, who am I? I love Katie Holmes. And he goes, a slightly taller Scientologist. And I said, yeah, look at you. I didn't even know if he was old enough to get that reference.
He actually got the reference.
He got the reference.
He is a young whippersnapper. They don't always connect.
Well, he's a cinephobe, dude. He's a big movie guy. So Jake's Takes. And maybe his top five movies as well. We'll just get all the thoughts we can from Jake Sutchman in the final hour of the radio program. We have Diana Rossini audio to get to. It's going to make everybody uncomfortable.
As they always do.
A video surfaced yesterday.
How is there so much evidence?
I mean.
Like, it just won't stop.
Because they're pretty public about it.
It just won't stop.
They were out.
It's unbelievable.
People saw one of them and knew who he was.
There's 6 years worth of evidence.
I mean, if somebody was just sitting on the boat video, this story broke a month and a half ago.
I don't think people were sitting on it. I think it was posted, and then somebody that posted it saw this and was like, oh, my God, I think this is Rossini. People, here's the video.
The Hantavirus stuff or Hentavirus, whatever you call it, there's people who have already dug up tweets from, like, 2012 immediately when that came out. Like, it came, right in the aftermath of it being announced, somebody tweeting in 2012, wait till the Hentavirus hits in 2026. Those, like, foreshadowing things.
Those got to be fake.
The boat video, like, what? Huh?
Yeah.
They're renting a boat in Nashville together when she's pregnant?
Well, we're here.
Yeah.
Let's play the audio. This was Barstool Sports Family Feud Edition. This was in 2021, so this is about the start time of the...
I'm assuming this was probably a COVID thing that they were doing.
It seemed very COVID-y in terms of
let's do a video thing. Everybody's on Zoom having fun.
So there's a Barstool Sports. It's like nine people in little boxes playing a family... what's supposed to be a kids edition of Family Feud. So basically make it PG. And Mike Vrabel is on this game, and so is Diana Rossini... Take a listen.
Okay, Diana, what is something you might close your eyes to do?
When you have sex with your husband or wife.
Again, this is from Family Feud Kids, but yes.
She answered it. Yep. She answered it. It's done. That's the
it's
one.
It's done. No, you I have to take the answer.
Came out. No.
Like, my wife might feel that way.
And Vrabel's just right next to her, just like
just rolling,
shaking
like,
his head. What? He's like, oh my God, oh my God.
If your wife says that publicly.
I'm telling you.
What's sex life like with your husband? I got to close my eyes every time. Thanks. Who says that publicly? Whether it's a joke or not.
Would you want to hear that privately?
No.
Every time?
No, you probably feel that way, but we're not honest with each other.
Oh, we're not.
No, not entirely.
Oh.
How's my hair look? Great. That's always the answer. No matter what your opinion is, 100% of the time, the answer is great. How does this dress make me look? Wonderful. 100% of the time.
Fantastic.
No matter your opinion on the matter, there's one answer that you give. Okay?
He said that with such sass, didn't he? Fantastic. Like a gay guy in Sex and the City.
He absolutely did.
You want to go get brunch, Minix? Hey, how do you feel about
fantastic.
It? Fantastic.
That's fantastic. That's what you say when they ask you questions.
Sometimes.
So no, we're not 100% honest. And if you have to close your eyes, don't be honest with me.
This has always kind of morphed into weird therapy for you. And I felt always uncomfortable about it. But, you know, that's fine. Here's the other part, okay? Because that audio is terrible, especially given what we know. I don't know how to have this conversation, but I have to ask this question. So the video comes out of them getting on the boat at the lake.
Walking down a dock together.
They're walking down the dock. She is obviously very visibly pregnant.
Very pregnant.
I have so many questions for him. I'm not trying to abstain her. She's actually been dragged through the mud more.
Oh, significantly more.
But I have now a very big follow-up. What are you doing? One, this is the biggest I'm getting a DNA test of all of the stuff that's come out. The name stuff, I've seen the flip of like, well, her brother's name is Michael. And I'm like, yeah, still real weird to have an affair with a guy named Michael and then name the first kid Michael. How about take your brother's middle name and make it the kid's first name to avoid, you know, the sex with Michael?
On a boat.
That being aside... what is he doing here?
With a pregnant lady on a boat.
She is like 8 months pregnant.
Looks like she's about to pop in the video.
She's, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing, because now you're in a genre of porn that I feel very uncomfortable with, and I have many a question.
We don't king shame on this show. That's one I'm going to shame.
It's an odd deal that
that's
it's
weird.
That it's even a thing.
Go to therapy.
But my whole point is, like, what is he doing here? Is this his kid?
Probably.
Because I don't know why else. Aren't you getting to a point where you've reached, hey, this affair, it's taken a pause here.
Yeah.
Time out on the court.
As you're about to give birth to maybe or maybe not my child, why don't we lay low for a little bit, wait till you get through the birth of your children, and then we'll continue our hot love affair.
The whole minute
we
got to
spend an afternoon on a lake together in Nashville while I'm 8 months pregnant.
I'm officially in the camp of get rid of him. And it's not that, like, oh, now, all of it's been terrible, but I've largely sat in the opinion of...
This is tabloid territory now. Like, I think that video came out on TMZ.
This has been tabloid territory. Yeah. This is the biggest story going.
It's
outside
a different
of hantavirus, this is the biggest story going in pop culture stuff in America.
I think that was the first time, though, like, TMZ had released a video on it. I don't believe any of the other stuff came from TMZ. It was mostly sports people in the sports world digging up clips of her on Levitard or whatever.
Right.
Pardon my take.
Saying
like,
all kinds
of
things.
Oh, my God, did she say that? Like, now that you're getting these level, they're not going to stop digging.
No,
it's not
going to
go away.
Yeah,
and you know what else they're going to do? They're going to follow him like white on rice, dude.
Yeah.
They are not leaving him alone anywhere he goes, anywhere in Boston, to the stadium, to his facility,
crazy
home. It's just, it's never going to go away.
I don't know what you do here, but I saw that video and I'm like, what are you doing, dude? She's 8.5 months pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's uncomfortable.
Yep.
All right. Loaded third hour of the program. And in the fourth hour, the Such Man is going to give his hot takes on everything. Dirt and Sprague Hour 3, 105.1 The Fan.